And away we go here, hour number two, Tuesday. See, I'm rushing Thanksgiving Tuesday, November 26th, 2019. I'll tell you what, we here at this station have been blessed by the, what do you want to say, the God of good guests? I mean, come on. Last Monday, Ed Asner. Last Wednesday, Pat Carroll. Last Thursday, David Newell, Mr. McFeely. Last Friday, Ashley Williams from Hallmark. Yesterday, Shecky Green. And today, Gary Burbank. Gary Burbank is fascinating. That is tremendous. So what a time we are having, to be sure, here on WWGH Radio. I hope you've enjoyed these guests. Did you enjoy Gary again this morning? Give me a call if you have anything to say about Gary Burbank. He is always a treasure, to be sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or any thoughts on any of the guests we've had on as of late? Gary Burbank or Ed Asner, everybody I just ran down, 740-383-9944. By the way, letters to Santa, get them out. Boy, oh boy, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Eve, so we're coming very close on this one. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, we want Christmas cards here at WWGH Radio. If you send us a Christmas card and you put your return address on that, we will send you one back. That's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Remember, send us a Christmas card, put your return address on it, and we will send you a card back, and we will hang your card here in the studio. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. All right, the phone is already ringing. I wonder if this is something of interest. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Gary's been my favorite radio personality for years.
You know,
I love all of his voices.
I find him, when he's on this program, just to be a fascinating man, the man behind the voices.
Oh, yeah. And he's not a big guy.
No.
That's the thing. When you meet him, he's like 5'4".
Yeah, I think. When you
hear him talk, you think he's a really big guy.
Yeah, he the event he came to here in Marion, which was very nice.
I love that.
Yeah, he's one of the greats, without question. And to have the longest running syndicated comedy radio show, boy, you've got to have talent.
Well, I think I told you before when they were here, when he and Daddy Wags was here, I was talking to each of them separately, and one said, "Yeah, I can't wait to meet Daddy Wags," and Wags said, "I can't wait to meet Gary Burbank. I've listened to him for years." And it's funny that, you know, they were in radio for so many years, and they had never met.
That
seems strange.
That was a funny event that I was lucky enough to MC, and I think back on that now, which I think that was in 2008, so we're talking 11 years ago now. In that room that day, you want to talk about broadcasting talent, we had Daddy Wags, we had Gary Burbank, we had Jeff Ruth. That's right. Absolutely. Mary Ellen Withrow was there, who was still living in Washington at the time.
Yep.
We had Miss Barbara from Romper Room was there.
Yep.
McNutt, the late Tom McNutt, the garden man, was there. Brenda Donegan was there from the Marion Star.
Chuck White.
Oh, Chuck White. I forgot about Chuck White.
Yep.
He
was on TV the other day. He's doing something. I can't remember what it is now, but they mentioned him, and he doesn't even look old yet.
No, he's aged very well. He's gotten along very well. And
on a sidelight, I heard your rebroadcast of Mr. McFeely.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
And I was talking to friends the other night, and somebody did research, and, you know, Ancestry.com or whatever, and Tom Hanks, like generations ago, is actually related to Fred Rogers.
Is that right?
Yeah, Yeah, isn't that strange?
Well, you know what's interesting? I saw, you know, Tom Hanks has won, what, 2 Academy Awards now?
And oh, yeah, and he'll win another one now.
Yeah, I think he will. That's what, you yeah. know, it's interesting. I guess I can say the name, but I got a call from Jeff Ruth just about 10 minutes ago. And mm-hmm. Jeff was telling me how he went and saw that movie, and he said it is fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it yet.
But. He said that Tom Hanks' portrayal of Mr. Rogers is absolutely unbelievable.
But isn't it ironic that he is generationally related to him?
Well, it's very strange because, you know, well, here's what I think is fascinating about the whole thing is that Tom Hanks is playing this character, and Tom Hanks is as well known as anybody, but I saw an interview with Tom Hanks in which he said he was nervous about playing Fred Rogers because he's an icon as well.
Oh, sure.
So I imagine there was a lot of anxiety. But I'll tell you, with Gary Burbank, the thing that still fascinates me is that he created him as kind of a joke, that people were supposed to laugh at what he was saying.
Yep.
But they don't.
He's right on.
Yeah, he's right on. That's kind of like Archie Bunker, because I remember seeing Carol O'Connor interviewed, who for people who don't remember, that's who portrayed Archie Bunker.
Oh yeah.
And I remember Carol O'Connor saying, you know, Archie was supposed to be a joke. People were supposed to laugh at mm-hmm. him and how stupid he was. But he said he would have people walk up to him all the time and say, "Right on," and you know, what you're saying is right. It's interesting how that happens.
Well, he was a perpetual bigot.
Yes, yes. You
that's
know
how he was portrayed.
And I don't know what Earl is. I you know, if you listen to him...
He's a crotchety old feller.
He is. He's a crotchety guy, but his viewpoint...
He's like Walter. He's like Walter with Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, very similar. And it was also interesting to me that Gary talked about when he was doing Trump jokes, when Earl was doing Trump jokes, during the election, that people got mad at him.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a real person.
That's true.
It's funny. Well, that's showbiz.
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, bye-bye. It's fascinating, because really... I had this conversation with somebody the other day. Listen, nobody in radio, just because we're coming into your houses and your cars or whatever, we don't sit around talking politics all the time. I guarantee it. The only time I ever talk politics is when I'm here and somebody's on who wants to talk politics. That is not a big part of my life. I am not Rush Limbaugh. I am not Sean Hannity. I am not Glenn Beck. That's not what I like to do. I like to interview people like Gary Burbank and Ed Asner and Mr. McFeely. So this place we're in is kind of a scary place to me. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to give you a correction.
Go ahead.
For the last couple of days, you were talking about the pre-dinner on Thanksgiving. It's Epworth. It's Emmanuel on South Prospect.
Oh, Emmanuel, not Epworth.
And I do believe it's 11-3.
11-3. Emmanuel,
yeah.
Lutheran.
Epworth is the one that does the Christmas one.
Oh, okay. So Emmanuel does the Thanksgiving one.
It's Emmanuel. That's where it's always been for the last 30-some odd years.
Oh, okay. So who does...
I do believe they're still doing it.
Right. And Dayspring
and
is...
I'm not sure yet because I didn't really get the information. You know, every year they always have that big dinner on the day before Thanksgiving at the old restaurant. And I haven't heard whether they're having it this year or not because the police department moved into part of it.
Well, that's
so
a good...
If anybody has any information on that,
yeah.
You know...
If anybody knows anything, give us a call about the thing tomorrow at the rec center that they always had. So
yeah,
it's
they always have it, and I don't want to have it. I've called around a couple places, but... Get no answers.
So it's Emmanuel Lutheran tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Emmanuel Lutheran Thanksgiving, 11-3, and Dayspring.
That's usually what it is, yeah.
And Dayspring is also 11-3.
Dayspring has got theirs going.
All right. Well, hey, maybe we'll find something out about the rec center. I would try to call the mayor's office. I think they would probably know.
Well, I got to call them the mayor's office, but I ain't got no answer back from there yet either.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll hear. Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I know we have some people out there who work in law enforcement. Is there anybody out there who knows anything about the big dinner that usually goes on the day before Thanksgiving at the rec center? Now, yeah, I do know some of the police department stuff, I think, has moved into the rec center, but I don't know about the dinner tomorrow. Does anybody out there listening know about the dinner? I know a lot of people stay up on that stuff. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have that information. Emmanuel, that is right. Emmanuel Church in Day Spring have the Thanksgiving dinners. Not Epworth. See? You got to catch me in those things. Emmanuel and Dayspring, because I don't have a paper in front of me about that. I wish I had a paper. You know what was one of the greatest things? On Thanksgiving, must have been the day before Thanksgiving, because I don't think we were there Thanksgiving. But the day before Thanksgiving, Emmanuel used to bring a dinner to me in the studio when I was back at WMRN. I think that's how that used to happen. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, the rec center is tomorrow 11 till 2.
11 to 2.
I was over at the library, and they had a poster up over at the library.
Now, do we know about Emmanuel? It's Emmanuel 11 to 3 and Dayspring 11 to 3?
Emmanuel, I think, is noon to 3.
Noon to 3.
I'm not positive, but I think in the past they've been noon to 3, and I believe Dayspring starts at 11.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that sounds good. Hey, do you have any information on the Mr. Rogers movie for the people who've been calling in?
Oh, just, I was the only one in the theater who saw it last night. I hope it's doing better than in other parts of the country. But I realize it's Monday night's maybe not the best night to see a movie. But I really, I thought there was a little part of the movie where I thought it kind of bogged down, kind of in the middle, where they kind of got away from Mr. Rogers a little bit. And I'm not going to spoil the movie, but it's a magazine writer that goes to interview Mr. Rogers and is fascinated by all the things that Mr. Rogers does and just what a nice person he does. And he keeps going back and back and doing the interview. And a big part of the premise of the movie is, you know, talking about his life and his relationship with his wife and his father. And I thought it kind of got away a little bit from Mr. Rogers in the middle, but it kind of towards the end got back to Mr. Rogers a little bit. But I would highly, highly recommend that.
You know, it's interesting. I interviewed that the writer from Esquire, Tom Janot, who that character is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to interview him about this picture. And it's interesting because he talked about that this is real. I mean, pretty much the essence of the movie is exactly what happened. And that's interesting how that can happen from a kid show host in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I mean, Tom lived in New York, and, you know, he was supposed to be a one-shot deal, you know, I think his editor said, you know, get 400 words, do a little puff piece on him, and he was fast. He said, I can't do it in one or two trips, and he kept going back, and the relationship that he developed with Mr. Rogers and Mr. Rogers' wife and how Mr. Rogers, you know, really became part of his life. So it was much more of a story than just Mr. Rogers. It also kind of intertwined you know, Tom's life with his relationships and so forth. But really, really good. I see about three or four movies a year. I don't see a lot of movies. But I think when I was on with you maybe a couple of months ago, might have been about the first time I was on, I had just seen the movie The Joker with Christian Bale, who was the Joker, and I thought Christian Bale was just, you know, outstanding in that role. This obviously is a completely different role, but I thought Tom Hanks was equally as good as Christian Bale was in The Joker. And sometimes, as I say, I don't see a lot of movies, but I got to think those two are certainly going to be nominated for Best Actor this year.
Academy Award buzz. When I was talking to Tom Janot, he said, because I think at that time he had seen the screenplay of the movie, is there a scene in the movie, something to do pivotal with a graveyard?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil a whole lot of the movie, but you're still going to the movie and still know the premise, but it starts at a wedding ceremony, and Tom, or in this case, I can't even think of the name of the actor that played him, hadn't spoken to his father in years, and they get into a fight at the wedding, and the whole kind of the rest of the movie is his relationship with his dad and trying to, his dad's apologizing for his life, and he wouldn't really accept it, and finally his dad's dying, and he goes to his house and, spends the last few days with his dad, and then there's a scene there where everybody is around the graveyard, or at the tombstone for the funeral. And Mr. Rogers actually came to visit the family.
Mm.
I just totally told the entire premise of the story.
Yeah, well, it's worth seeing, because I understand Tom Hanks is so good and the movie is so good. And that's fascinating. It's also good to hear the thing at the Rec Center is going on, so it is going to happen tomorrow.
Yes, the Rec Center is at 11 to 2. I did see that over at the library. And I believe, I'm not positive, I believe Emmanuel is noon to 3, and I think Day Spring starts at 11.
Now, are these all still free events?
Yep, free.
That's a way to go. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Take care, bye-bye. Now, there you go. There's your update. That's why you have to listen to this show. You get all things like we go from movie reviews to free meals. That's how we do it here on this show. So, yes, the event at the Rec Center is going on tomorrow, and it's Emmanuel Lutheran Church, not Epworth. See, I didn't have a flyer, and I was saying Epworth. Don't go to Epworth. Emmanuel Lutheran Church or Day Spring. Day Spring also have it. But what I was saying was, when I started out in radio, it had to be the day before Thanksgiving, because I think the doors were locked at the station I was working at on Thanksgiving, even though I did work some Thanksgiving mornings, which, by the way, we won't be here Thanksgiving morning. Now, we'll have shows on. We'll have best of shows on, so you can tune in on Thanksgiving morning. But don't expect any live stuff on Thanksgiving. But on Friday, we will be back live. And you're going to want to tune in Friday, because we have got some big plans for Friday that you're not going to want to miss. For Love Nor Money, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, that will run through 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, Charlie and I will be here, but we've got some special guests that day and some fun stuff to talk about on Friday as we kick off the holiday season Friday morning here on WWGH Radio, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow here on the station. But when I was working at that station, Emmanuel Lutheran always did these free meals for Thanksgiving. Now, they must have cooked them the day before, or they must have started cooking them the day before. I don't know how that worked, but they used to bring a meal. I think they brought a few meals to the station, but I remember them bringing a meal to me at the station, and it wasn't turkey. It was ham and I think some sweet potatoes and something else. This has been well over a decade ago. But they used to bring it in a styrofoam container, and you would eat it on the air the day before Thanksgiving and tell people how good the meal was. And I'll tell you, the meal was very good. So it is well worth going to if you have no other place to go to on Thanksgiving, or you just don't want to cook this year and you want to go have a meal at a nice place. Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Day Spring Church. Or tomorrow you can go eat at the Rec Center here in Marion. All things are solved. I'm a little worried, though, because as you know, I'm cooking. And I said yesterday I have my 17-pound turkey for my family, which I bought on Sunday. Now, here's the problem. I put the 17-pound turkey in the refrigerator on Sunday, and I left it in the refrigerator all day yesterday. I thought, well, I want to get it in the sink so it can start to thaw out 48 hours before Thanksgiving. So that would have been this morning before I came here, around 6 o'clock. I pulled the turkey out of the refrigerator, and I put it in the sink, and I kind of felt the turkey, and the turkey's a little soft. Now, it's not, it's cold, so I mean, it's being kept cold in the refrigerator, but I don't know if I should put it back in the refrigerator and take it out tomorrow and let it thaw, because 48 hours is a long time. Does anybody out there with any culinary knowledge think that I should put this turkey back in the refrigerator for another day when I get home today, and then just put it in the sink tomorrow morning and let it thaw out for 24 hours on a 17-pound bird? Any ideas on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any ideas on this 17-pound turkey? Should it be in the refrigerator? Should it be in the sink? Where should it be at this point? Tomorrow, busiest travel day of the year. Remember, the U.S. Airlines, 31.6 million passengers tomorrow. That is a record. Can you beat that? 90%, this is from AAA, 90% of people will go 50 miles or more, making it the biggest travel holiday season since the start of the recession back in 2008, with 42.5 million people on the road. That will be travel tomorrow, the busiest shopping day of the year. Can you imagine? Also, the people at Macy's are getting awful, awful anxious. I'll tell you why in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I was just wondering if anybody has been having trouble getting the Marion Star. We've been having trouble since the end of September, and we finally got to talk to a driver who was delivering the paper about a week ago, and he said that the drivers weren't getting paid because of some merger. And I don't know how much longer this is going to last, but I wondered if anybody knew any information about it.
So there, you have a subscription, and they're just not bringing the paper at all?
Right. And in fact, I prepaid my subscription for a year. So they've already got my money.
And the driver says that the drivers are not getting paid because of a merger.
Right. There's something going on with Gannett Publishing, and I forget who they're getting bought out by. There was an article in the paper about 2 weeks ago, and I just happened to see it, and the only reason I knew it was Gannett Publishing was because an email I get back from them when I complain because I haven't got my paper comes from that email address.
So Gannett is selling at this point?
I think so. I think that's what's going on, yeah.
Wow. Well, I wonder.
But I just wondered if anybody else had been having trouble too, because everyone on our route's having problems. So, and I can't blame the drivers; they're not getting paid, you know.
No. So, when the drivers are out, what are they doing now? I mean, are they just driving around?
I think they're just trying to deliver some of them, possibly. I don't think they have enough drivers to get them all delivered, though, in a day's time.
Wow. Well, what area of town do you live in? The north, east, south, or
the
west?
The north.
The north.
Well, I live up by Morrill.
By Morrill. Well, I'll we'll see if we can hear anything. Boy, that's a shame if that's going on.
I know. I hope I get this, you know, before Thanksgiving paper when all the ads come out.
Well, I do know this, and you shouldn't have to go out and buy one because obviously you've paid for it.
Right.
But I do know they're still being delivered to the stores because I've seen them in the grocery mm-hmm. stores.
Right.
So, you know, heaven forbid it isn't delivered tomorrow. If you run out to a gas station or a store, you still should be able to get the mm-hmm. newspaper with the ads.
Yeah, we just don't live near any place that sells them.
Right.
So. Makes it kind of a pain.
make them buy you the big television if they can't deliver the ads for the holiday. That's what forced their hand. They got money over there at Gannett. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this has become a thing. I had not heard that the Marion Star was being bought out. I don't know who would have bought it. Mergers sometimes are good, sometimes not good. I don't know who the company is. Has anybody heard that? Is the Marion Star being bought out again by another company? I don't know. Maybe somebody local. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody local could buy that that paper. But I think it would be hard to publish at this point because I don't think we have printing presses in Marion anymore. So I don't even know how a local person would publish it. I mean, even if you got a hold of it, I think it'd be very, very difficult to do anything with it. Go ahead, caller.
I agree with her. We are close to Grant Middle School, and our delivery has been very spotty.
Really?
And we have complained, but the first call, we were only able to talk to the Philippines.
Oh, man.
And the next call, I don't know where we were talking to. It sounded maybe it was a little bit closer to the United States, but it has not been good at all.
So how, in a given week, how many papers are you getting?
Oh, well, it has to depend on what that week is. You know, it's a seven-day paper. Maybe we're getting it 5 days, but, you know, that's still two that you're not getting.
Well, that is
irritating.
Well, yeah, and you're paying for it. Have they given you any explanation for it?
Well, yeah, they said they would let a manager call, but that was 3 weeks ago. Haven't received a call from the manager yet or not. No, nothing, and nothing to satisfy. Our old carrier, as she said, things changed at the end of September. Old carrier, great. On the porch, wonderful. Now it's a seek and search, driveway, street, front yard, bushes, who knows. It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt in the morning when you go out and hope you find one.
Oh, that is a shame. Well, hey, I thank you for calling, and hopefully it gets better.
I have one other question.
Oh, go ahead.
You were asking the question of why restaurants are busy on the day before.
Oh, yes, yes.
Did you get an answer to
no,
that?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, are you going to give the answer?
You know what? Because you reminded me of that, I will give that answer before I go off at 10 this morning.
Okay, my answer was they're picking up pies or some other type of food.
That's it. That's
okay.
It. That's it. Well, I used to work the pumpkin pie pickup at restaurants. Yep, you got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is the answer. I had asked, because tomorrow is a big day, basically for all types of retailers, because in the retail business of clothing and so on and so forth, that's the day you tag the sale. And then you know what, we're going to come back to this in just a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I think it's Media One that bought the paper.
Media One. Now, what is Media One?
I don't know, but I think they bought, they have, I don't know, it's like hundreds of newspapers. And they bought all of Gamut's papers. And I thought it was around the middle of August, maybe towards the end of August. They only brought mine up on the porch in a plastic bag and put it on a hook. Otherwise, you're going to... In the yard, it's like a scavenger hunt. You're looking on the porch, under furniture, wherever you can find it. And about a year ago, they started bringing it on the porch, and because it's light, it'll blow. And if it's in neighbor's yard, I told them I'm not getting it. So September, I think I called 2 weeks straight. You get somebody in the Philippines now. And they told me, oh, it will be corrected. And so I don't know how many times I've called, but it's still the same situation. But what a lot of the carriers do, they sit in the car or van, and they just toss it from the... They don't get out of the vehicle. They just throw it.
So the Marion Star's main office is in the Philippines now?
No, that's where the call center is.
Oh, the but, you know, that's... For people who don't know, it sounds like you're calling the Philippines.
I am, but you can't hardly understand them. It's like about anything you call about anymore, you're talking to... somebody in a foreign country. You're not talking to somebody here.
You know,
and before, it was here because I think about a year ago when I called, it, you know, you could understand them, but these people, it's hard to understand them.
So how many papers are you getting in a given week?
I get them all except last week I didn't get Thursdays or Fridays, so they were going to bring Thursdays with Fridays, but they didn't bring Fridays. And so they said they'd give credit for it. And stuff, but I don't know, it's like before even, for about a year, they really were delivering it on the porch on the little hook, and it didn't matter if it rained or blew, I knew where it was. And they like to just sit in the car or whatever and go down the street just tossing it. And sometimes when they throw it, it's at the left side of the yard, the right, and then if it snows, you don't think you got it, so you call. And then when the snow melts, there it's laying in the yard. And it's just kind of a mess and stuff, but I get it every day.
Well,
and it's supposed to be in a plastic bag, they told me always, but it's not. And but it does, since I cleaned so much, it does end up on the porch now.
Well, I'm glad they're working on some of that, but boy, that's apparently it's not you who has this problem. Apparently a lot of people are having it.
Oh, yeah, because for a long time there, over a year or so, it was nice because I just had to reach out the door and get it. I didn't have to go looking for it. And I told him it's like a scavenger hunt, you know, trying to find out where your paper is and stuff. And they say, oh, you know, it'll be corrected and stuff. And it never is, but at least now it's on the porch.
Well, that's good. Hopefully it'll come tomorrow when all the big sale papers come.
Yeah, but we already got a lot of the sale papers in that little free thing they threw out with the Myers and stuff in it. We already got that with Menards and some of the stores already.
Oh, that already came. Now, did that come with the Star as well?
No. They throw that out usually on a Sunday, sometimes Saturday. You know, have Kroger's and Myers in it and Save-A-Lot and Dunham's. A few stores like that, but this last time, they had a lot more, like, around Thanksgiving, stores that had their specials in it.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. Well, hopefully everything turns around. I thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, are you having trouble with the Marion Star, too? I guess that's the question this morning. 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. Apparently, the Marion Star's main office is in the Philippines, if you call in. I did not know this. I haven't taken the Star for years, so I have had no reason to call them. When they call me, though, they find me. I'll tell you that. And the lady is not from the Philippines. When they call me up. Oh, God. What? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I have a letter from the Marion Star dated the September 18th, and it says, effective Monday, September 23rd, the Marion Star will enter into a partnership with the Columbus Dispatch to combine delivery forces and provide delivery service for all newspaper products in our area.
Oh, interesting.
It also says that the paper will be delivered to my driveway or my sidewalk.
Now, do you think these people are being paid? That's kind of interesting.
That I don't know. It goes on to say that changing delivery placement and increasing route efficiency, they expect their overall service level in Marion to become more consistent and timelier.
Oh, my.
You can expect your delivery of the Star by 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, which isn't true, and 8 o'clock Saturday and Sunday.
So what time does it normally come during the week?
My paper usually comes around between 7:30, 8 o'clock. Doesn't matter what day.
Maybe the drivers stop up for donuts or something.
That could be. It's going to be worse when we get Dunkin' Donuts. They're going to have more choice.
I know, especially since they can only exit Mount Vernon Avenue one way. It's going to be a whole thing. But, you know, that's interesting. And I did not realize that the Star had been sold. I don't know what that's going to mean, but I looked up this Media One company. They're a bigger company than Gannett.
Okay, reading what my letter says here.
Well, no, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. More news from the Marion Star front. Apparently, that came back in September, though. So who knows? Who knows what's going on there? 49 minutes past the hour, but we're certainly getting some questions here answered on the Marion Star. Do you have any stories? 740-383-9944. Well, that's tough. If you're not getting the Star and you're paying for it, the price of newspaper has went up quite a bit. And as I was saying, I don't think anybody could locally buy it anymore because of the printing situation. We don't have a printing press here anymore. So you'd still have to outsource the printing. And I think that would cost a lot of money. And I don't know if the newspaper business is a good business to get into these days. I think you're better off to write a blog or something. But the Thanksgiving thing was, tomorrow's a big day for everybody who works in any form of retail, because the stores that have clothing and things like that, toys, whatever, electronics, tomorrow they tag the big Black Friday sale, and grocery stores tomorrow, it's their busiest day of the year, because it's the day before Thanksgiving for grocery stores. And I said, well, what is tomorrow for restaurants? Because tomorrow's a big day for restaurants. And for 7 years, I worked at Perkins here in town. And it's the day people come in and pick up their pies. Because a lot of people don't like to cook their own pumpkin pie or cherry or apple or whatever it is. And people place pie orders before the holiday. And you would not believe the amount of pies tomorrow that are sold. Now, I think Perkins still does this. I think Bob Evans does it. I don't know if Denny's does it or not. But I know if you go into Perkins tomorrow, you will see extra tables set up with extra pumpkin pies. And pumpkin pie is the big one that they come in to get. But there are other pies. And I remember doing that for 7 years. I had to work the night before Thanksgiving. Yeah, the night before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve. Because we had to move those pies. So that was the answer. That's what restaurants do the day before Thanksgiving. 740-383-9944, coming up on 52 minutes past the hour. Coming up later on today here on this station, we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 410 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 510 to 6 p.m. So a whole lot of programming going on here today, and tomorrow we'll be here on Thanksgiving Eve. The radio business doesn't stop on that day. I'll be here from 8 to 10 in the morning. Charlie will be here from 10 to 12 with a special little thing going on tomorrow that we do every Thanksgiving Eve. And then we will have Glenn Coble on tomorrow with A Progressive Life from 12 to 1. Nate Redman will be on tomorrow live from 4 to 5 p.m. with a big Thanksgiving drawing. And we will have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tomorrow, 6:10 to 7 p.m. So a whole lot of programming on Thanksgiving Eve here on WWGH Radio. 53 minutes past the hour, the Macy's Parade, they're still all upset there because if the weather is bad on Thursday, and we're talking about wind, because right now New York City is experiencing some very cold weather like we did over the weekend, and if the wind keeps up, they will not fly the balloons Thursday during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So basically, there will be no balloons. It will be bands and Broadway. Bands and Broadway for the big Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, has anybody heard? Do they think they're going to be able to have the balloons? We're 48 hours out. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Do you have any more thoughts on the Marian Star? Have you got any answers there? 740-383-9944. Or this 17-pound turkey that I'm cooking for Thanksgiving, should I put it back in the refrigerator today? Because I've got it in the sink now, and it's kind of soft. Not usually soft, but just kind of soft. So should I put it back in the refrigerator until tomorrow and then put it in the sink tomorrow morning? Or should I don't know. What should I do? I don't want it to stay frozen because then on Thanksgiving morning I'm going to be in a real pickle. Because what will I do with a frozen turkey? I can't have that. Oh, it's a whole Megilla. All right, I thought I was getting a call there. Well, if that's you, give us a call back here. Let's see here. Well, we had a call coming in. Call back. Especially if you have any information on this turkey. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm heading to work.
All right. Pre-blizzard day. Pre-blizzard.
No, today's only Tuesday.
No, I said pre.
Oh, it's pre-blizzard?
No, day before, P-R-E.
Oh, pre, I think you said free.
No, nothing's ever free.
Some stuff is free, but yeah, you pay in the long run. I was thinking about this bird that you have. The 17-pound
turkey, yes.
Bird. Well, see, I'm kind of wary of leaving meat out on a counter or water or anything like that. So you know what I would do? I would just go get an Instant Pot and throw it in an Instant Pot.
No, you
cook it the same day.
You have to thaw out the turkey. This has been going since the beginning of time.
You cannot take a frozen turkey out and try to cook it on Thanksgiving Day. That has always resulted in a disaster.
Well, can't you, since they have all these new pressure cookers, throw it right down in there and let it fry?
Well, see, this is what I think's wrong with people in the long run. I think they cook it that way now because, you know, nobody has any creativity, and then they think that's a good idea, but then you end up, like, having pies. Like, now, I'll tell you, Charlie Evers said this. I'm not going to say who he said it about, but he told me that young girls took over doing pies, and people thought that would be a good idea because now the older ladies would not have to cook the pies. Well, the younger people have a different way of cooking the pies, so they don't taste as good. They don't use the same ingredients. They go out and they buy frozen crust. They don't make homemade crust. And people think it tastes the same, but it doesn't.
It doesn't, though. You can tell when it's store-bought or frozen or homemade. You can actually tell the difference.
Well, I think that's why dropping a turkey into a pressure cooker or now people who deep fry these things or whatever they do, I think that's fine for them, but I don't think it's a particularly good idea because I think the best way to cook a turkey is still to cook it in its own juices. That's kind of the whole point of a turkey, to cook it at long form.
Oh, absolutely, but I'm so leery to leave out meat on a counter or sink or I'm very, I don't know. I think it's because I got sick over the years by doing that. So I do not like to leave. I mean, I understand the turkeys have to fall out and all this. I don't know. I think that's probably why I don't cook.
Well, I mean, the turkey, one of the reasons the turkey has to thaw out, because we're talking about 17 pounds of meat. Usually people don't thaw out 17 pounds of meat at one time.
Right. I mean, it is a big turkey. And this is such a big turkey. I mean, whoo.
So,
they probably killed that one down south.
You know, I don't know where our turkeys come from, but they come from good turkey farms. So we're tomorrow's Blizzard Day. Have you come around? We only have one day left.
I suppose I could probably squeeze in a small.
No, we're not. No, I told you that's not the deal. I said it. No, no cookies, no smalls. If the tradition is, and I know what you... First of all, this is all kind of a moot point, folks, because once he gets to that window, the word small will not be coming out of his mouth. I guarantee it. I've been around too many years for that.
Well, maybe you and Bailey should just go then.
Listen, I'm not trying to denounce anybody, but all I'm saying is, you know, you can have an idea that you're going to get a small, but when you show up to that window, I know small is not going to come out of your mouth.
No, especially when I do like sweet. I wish these places where I have, like, sugar-free, at least. I mean, they're not going to have fat-free, but at least sugar-free, like for diabetic. Maybe that sugar-free ice cream blizzard. I mean, because nowadays, I mean, think about it. They have so many carb stuff now, you know, like you can buy, like, sugar-free Reese's Cups and stuff like that. I don't know why these businesses doesn't go to that way. I think they would draw in more diabetics.
I don't know. I think the reason people are diabetic is because they go to those places.
It could be.
Yeah. I think that's the whole... But it's moderation. You know, it's always moderation.
I know. I can hear my heart beating in my ears the last couple of days. Oh, and I don't know why. I think it's because I've been out of my meds.
Well, that's good. See, now you're worried about eating a blizzard being a health issue, and here you are. You stopped all your meds.
No, I didn't stop all my meds. I just ran out. It was due to the weekend, and yesterday they called them in, you know. These pharmacies are busy this time of the year, they said.
Everybody is.
Yeah. So, because they want to sell all these, because, you know, they're going to be closed on Thursdays and Fridays.
Well, I think some of them will open back up on Friday, but tomorrow might be a rough day. Or Thursday might be a rough day. I keep thinking tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We still got another day.
Yeah, we got another whole day. But, by the way, I heard you I had a headache yesterday, and then I heard your Phyllis Thurlow, the tradition that we always play. That's always good to hear. And then I heard about the throwing the turkeys out of the airplane. That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, yeah, it's a famous WKRP in Cincinnati episode. It's called Turkeys Away.
Huh.
Very famous.
Of course turkeys can't fly.
Most people don't know that.
Okay, I mean, I know wild turkeys, and I watched that one movie. Wild turkeys can fly for a second. I mean, I don't think very far because they're fat, you know. But they can at least get out of the way. And yeah. Because don't they clip their wings and stuff too? I think they do that so they can't fly away from you.
I don't know. I was never egg. You'd have to ask Charlie this.
you never was egg.
No, I was never agriculture. No, I never clipped any turkey's wings. I never gave a turkey a haircut. I never did anything like that.
Have you ever took a turkey and tried to kill it?
No. No, I've never tried to kill a turkey. I hear turkeys are nasty. You got to wring their necks.
Yeah, well, you can take a chicken, or you can take a piece of corn, take a piece of nail, and you just chop their head off.
Well, that sounds like Thanksgiving to me. That's a holiday note.
I mean, it's just a way of life. I mean, you know, we have to eat turkeys, and we eat cows, and, you know.
Some people do. Well, this will be interesting because I'm sure you will call in tomorrow and we will finally have the final answer on the big blizzard Thanksgiving Eve tradition.
I mean, so far, it's going to be me, you, and Bailey. Now, I heard that somebody else might be showing up tomorrow evening.
Now, who'd you hear that from?
Yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody.
With who?
With somebody from the radio station.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Now, wait a second.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. Did you invite that person?
Not about the blizzard. He just told me that he wasn't sure if we would be doing a special. I haven't talked to our programmer director of Scott
Peters
yet.
That's right. Darn right.
And,
go ahead.
Because we were trying to find out if the Golden Voice was actually going to come for sure.
Well, what did this person have to say about this? Isn't this person in charge of sales?
He was going to speak for this person.
He was going to what? I didn't hear you. He was going to what?
He was going to get food for this person.
Oh, just food. Well, we might not need the food if we don't have the sales.
Right.
Right. So we'll see how that goes, but we'll know more about that tomorrow morning.
All right.
Well, have a good day. Okay. I've hit the end of my rope today.
I have to do this.
No, you don't do that, because that's copyrighted, and you want to rip something off from me. That's not good.
It's a slogan that I have to do now.
I
have to say good day.
No, oh, see right there. Paul Harvey's family will be suing you. Oh, man. Well, the lawsuits will be flying this holiday season.
Paul Harvey told me last night, he talked to me.
He's dead.
I want you to take...
Paul Harvey's dead.
Said, no, he came back and told me.
He came back from the dead?
Yes, his spirit talked to me and said, listen, Sean, I want you to take over my legacy.
Was this while your heart was beating in your ears? Maybe it was your heart beating in your ears, not Paul Harvey.
Yeah, by the way, when you get off the air, I have a business question for you.
Oh, good. I'm just about to get off. So you have a great day, and everybody else out there have a great day. Stay tuned for much more programming here on WWGH Radio. We have Voice of a People today at 4, Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5, and, please don't steal somebody's goodbye. We'll be back tomorrow morning as well. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout and maybe for a blizzard very soon. Oreo.
7.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Meadows Lawn, 4330.